Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. We spend a lot of time talking about how to get into real estate deals, how to find properties, analyze them, finance them, and manage them. But today, we're going to talk about something just as important, how to get out. Because here's the truth, not every deal works out the way you planned. Markets change, life changes. Sometimes, you need an exit strategy. And the best time to plan your exit is before you need it. Today, we're going to cover exit strategies for real estate investors. How to plan for the unexpected, protect your downside, and know when it's time to walk away. Let's dive in. Why exit strategies matter. First, let's talk about why exit strategies matter. Real estate is often seen as a long-term buy and hold investment. And for many investors, that's exactly what it is. But life doesn't always cooperate with your long-term plans. Maybe you lose your job and need liquidity. Maybe you have a health crisis and can't manage properties anymore. Maybe the market crashes and your property is underwater. Maybe you inherit a property you don't want. Maybe you just realize a deal isn't working and you need to cut your losses. In any of these scenarios, you need an exit strategy. An exit strategy is a plan for how you'll get out of an investment, whether that's selling, refinancing, transferring ownership, or something else. And having a plan in place before you need it gives you options, reduces stress, and helps you make better decisions under pressure. Exit strategy number one, selling the property. The most common exit strategy is selling the property. This works well when the property has appreciated and you want to lock in gains. The property is underperforming and you want to cut your losses. You need liquidity for another investment or personal need. You're simplifying your portfolio or retiring. But selling isn't always easy, especially in a down market or if the property has issues. Here's how to prepare for a potential sale. 1. Keep the property in good condition. Stay on top of maintenance and repairs. Address deferred maintenance before it becomes a deal killer. Keep the property clean, safe, and attractive to buyers. 2. Keep your financials clean. Maintain accurate records of income and expenses. Keep rent rolls up to date. Document all capital improvements. 3. Know your numbers. Understand your break-even point. What do you need to net after closing costs, commissions, and loan payoff? Know your tax implications. Will you owe capital gains tax? Can you defer with a 1031 exchange? 4. Build relationships with brokers. Even if you're not ready to sell, stay in touch with commercial real estate brokers in your market. They can give you market updates, comp data, and buyer interest. 5. Have a timeline. If you need to sell quickly, you'll likely get a lower price. If you can wait for the right buyer, you'll maximize value. Selling is a powerful exit strategy, but it's not the only one. Exit strategy number 2, refinancing. Sometimes you don't need to sell, you just need cash. Refinancing allows you to pull equity out of a property without selling it. This works well when you need liquidity but want to keep the property. Interest rates have dropped and you can lower your debt service. You want to pay off a high interest loan or consolidate debt. Here's how to prepare for a potential refinance. 1. Build equity. Pay down your loan principal. increase property value through improvements and better management. 2. Maintain strong financials. Keep your debt service coverage ratio above 1.25. Keep your occupancy high and your expenses under control. 3. Monitor interest rates. If rates drop, refinancing can save you money and improve cash flow. 4. Understand the costs. Refinancing isn't free. Appraisal fees, loan origination fees, closing costs. Make sure the benefits outweigh the costs. Refinancing gives you flexibility and liquidity without giving up ownership. Exit strategy number 3. Transferring ownership. Sometimes the best exit strategy is to transfer ownership to someone else, without a traditional sale. This could mean gifting the property to a family member, transferring it to a trust or LLC, selling it to a partner or co-investor, using a lease option or seller financing arrangement. This works well when you want to keep the property in the family. You're doing estate planning or asset protection. You want to exit but can't find a traditional buyer. Here's what to consider. 1. Tax implications. Gifting can trigger gift tax. Transferring to a trust may have estate tax implications. Consult with a CPA and estate planning attorney. 2. Legal structure. Make sure the transfer is properly documented and recorded. Update title, insurance, and loan documents as needed. 3. Ongoing responsibilities. If you're transferring to a family member, make sure they understand the responsibilities of ownership. Transferring ownership can be a smart exit strategy, but it requires careful planning. Exit strategy number 4, liquidating the portfolio. In some cases, you may need to liquidate your entire portfolio, not just one property. This could happen if you're facing a financial crisis and need to raise cash quickly. You're retiring and want to simplify your life. You're pivoting to a different investment strategy. Liquidating a portfolio is a big decision, and it's not something you want to do in a panic. Here's how to prepare. 1. Know your priorities. Which properties are performing well? Which are underperforming? Which properties have the most equity? Which are easiest to sell? 2. Sell strategically. Don't dump everything at once. You'll get fire sale prices. Sell the best properties first to maximize proceeds. Use those proceeds to pay down debt or cover holding costs on the remaining properties. 3. Consider a 1031 exchange. If you're selling multiple properties, you may be able to defer capital gains tax by reinvesting in a replacement property. 4. Work with professionals. A good broker can help you market and sell multiple properties efficiently. A CPA can help you minimize tax liability. Liquidating a portfolio is a last resort, but having a plan in place gives you options if you need them. Exit strategy number 5, walking away. Finally, let's talk about the hardest exit strategy, walking away. This could mean defaulting on a loan and letting the lender foreclose, negotiating a short sale with the lender, deeding the property back to the lender, deed in lieu of foreclosure. This is a worst-case scenario, and it comes with serious consequences. Damage to your credit score, potential deficiency judgment if the lender sues you for the difference between the loan balance and the sale price, tax liability. Forgiven debt can be treated as taxable income. But sometimes, walking away is the least bad option. If a property is deeply underwater, bleeding cash every month, and there's no realistic path to recovery, holding on can be worse than walking away. Here's what to consider. 1. Consult with an attorney. Understand your legal rights and obligations. Explore options like short sales or deed in lieu to minimize damage. 2. Understand the tax implications. Forgiven debt can be taxable income. Consult with a CPA to understand your exposure. 3. Protect your other assets. If the property is in an LLC, the lender may only have recourse to the LLC's assets, not your personal assets. If you personally guaranteed the loan, you may be personally liable. Walking away is never easy, but sometimes it's the right decision. Planning for the unexpected. So how do you plan for the unexpected? Here are some key steps. 1. Build liquidity. Keep cash reserves for each property. Maintain access to credit, HELOC, business line of credit. 2. Diversify your portfolio. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Spread risk across multiple properties, markets, and asset classes. 3. Monitor your portfolio regularly. Review financials monthly. Track key metrics, cash flow, occupancy, debt service coverage. Identify problems early before they become crises. 4. Have a network. Build relationships with brokers, lenders, attorneys, and CPAs. They can help you navigate tough situations. 5. Know your exit options. For every property, ask yourself, if I needed to exit this deal tomorrow, what would I do? Having a plan in place reduces stress and improves decision-making. Bringing it all together. Let's recap. Here are the key exit strategies for real estate investors. Selling the property. Lock in gains, cut losses, or raise liquidity. Refinancing. Pull out equity without selling. Transferring ownership. Gift, trust, or sell to a family member or partner. Liquidating the portfolio. Sell multiple properties strategically. Walking away. Default, short sale, or deed in lieu as a last resort. The best exit strategy depends on your situation, your goals, and the market. But the key is to have a plan before you need it. Because when you're prepared for the unexpected, you can make better decisions, protect your downside, and invest with confidence. Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow investor. Next time, we're going to talk about record keeping and documentation for legal protection. Because the best defense in a lawsuit is good records. Until then, take action, stay informed, and keep building your passive income.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.